Three ways setting goals can be different this year. The beginning of a new year can be great, with family time, parties, tasty food, and goals. Some people love goals. They rank right up there with watching fireworks and counting down to midnight. Other people, well, don't. It can be terribly frustrating to set goals and then not achieve them. But whether you love setting goals or dread it, setting goals can be different this year. Here's how. Number one, know what God wants for you. When you seek revelation to know what goals to set, you'll likely be more committed to them. As you seek that revelation through prayer and ponder what Heavenly Father wants you to accomplish, remember this counsel from President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor in the First Presidency. The Holy Scriptures and the talks given at General Conference are an effective mirror we can hold up for self-examination. Don't think this principle applies only to spiritual goals either. God can help you see how to improve physically, in relationships, in your job, and with your education, too. Number two, know that God can help you succeed. In the October 2014 General Conference, President Thomas S. Monson said, "Although we are left to find and follow the path which will lead us back to our Father in heaven, He did not send us here without direction and guidance. He will assist us as we seek His help and strive to do all in our power to endure to the end and gain eternal life." Remember that the atonement of Jesus Christ provides enabling power to do more than you think you can at first. Number three, know that God loves you, even if you feel like you have failed. So, what happens when you set goals and you don't reach them? President Uchtdorf said, "God loves you this very day and always. He is not waiting to love you until you have overcome your weaknesses and bad habits. He loves you today with a full understanding of your struggles. He knows of your remorse for the times you have fallen short or failed, and still He loves you. He wants you to achieve your destiny, to return to your heavenly home in honor. God will continue to help you. Even if you don't achieve your goals perfectly, you'll still grow from the effort of trying to get there. Whatever progress you make leaves you better than before you started. And if you miss your goal, don't get discouraged. Just start again where you left off. Look to Heavenly Father and to others who love you for support." For more ideas on setting goals, go to lds.org/go/change15 and the chart at right and make this year different from any other. End of the article. Three Ways Setting Goals Can Be Different This Year. Read by Van Farnworth. Goal Chart. What is your goal? Do you know why you want to accomplish this goal? If the answer is no, think about why this goal is important to you and Heavenly Father. Write it down. If the answer is yes, remind yourself why you're doing this by writing it down. What can you do each day to accomplish this goal? If you need more space, use a daily tracker like the example at the bottom of the page. Sidebar: we must be willing to learn and to change. And oh, how much we gain by committing to live the life our Heavenly Father intends for us. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, Lord, Is It I? Ensign, November 2014, page 58. Each day, ask, "Did I do this today?" If not, there's probably still time. If the answer is no, need help? Ask someone for support and reminders. One bad day doesn't have to derail your goal. Start again tomorrow. Sidebar: acknowledge and face your weaknesses, but don't be immobilized by them. Elder Jorg Klebengat of the 70, Approaching the Throne of God with Confidence. Ensign, November 2014, page 37. If the answer is yes, keep it going tomorrow to achieve the big goal. You've accomplished your goal. Don't forget to keep up with the good habits you've developed and start working on a new goal. You can download another sheet like this at lds.org/go/goals E115. Sidebar: just because things are going well does not mean that we should not from time to time consider whether there might be something better. Elder Carlos A. Godoy of the 70, The Lord Has a Plan for Us. Ensign, November 2014, page 98. Seek the guidance of the Holy Ghost to help you consistently pick the best goals. End of the article, Three Ways Setting Goals Can Be Different This Year. Read by Van Farnworth.